music can transform. It can do a good thing in a really, really bad world today.
Hello, my name is John Jacob, and this is the Thoroughly Good Classical Music Podcast. In this episode, you'll hear guitarist Milos reflecting on the work involved in producing his latest album, Baroque.
It's just a collection of pieces that I really, really love and that have been accompanying my sort of personal life for a long time through interpretations of great musicians that I admire and love and colleagues. And I just thought, why can't I see if I can push the boundaries when it comes to the guitar and this repertoire? And I thought, okay, it's 21st century. What are the pieces that can still speak to that audience? It just took many months of listening and figuring out what works and what doesn't. One very important thing is when you're making transcriptions is that you never compromise. I think the whole idea of transcription is to add another layer of unique quality to the original composer's idea without ever compromising or abandoning the idea of the composer. And with the guitar, it's not always so easy because, you know, if you're playing a keyboard piece, you have to make it all fit and you have to play all the notes with the four fingers of the left hand. So, and at the same time, if the line doesn't sustain, it's pointless to do it. That was something I found very rewarding, is finding out innovative ways of how that could work. And that was a process that took over a year, you know. And then these pieces, they crawl under your skin and they become your second nature. The reason why the Chaconne got into the track list was because at the same time with this repertoire, it felt like it needed the ground. It needed something to ground it into the deep essence of artistry on the classical guitar. And the Chaconne, the moment that entered, the album became something I was very happy with because it grounded it. And all those ideas, all those satellites and planets, they became like this grounded thing by Bach grounded it. And it gave it weight that I needed it to have. I originally didn't want to have Bach at all. I wanted to leave Bach for another project. But somehow Bach's strength and importance when it comes to all music is so evident, even exactly in that example. Because I went all around Europe, I searched for the pieces, I did my research, I did the hard work, I got the arrangements, I did all of it. And somehow, you kind of have to, after all of that, you have to come home, and Bach is the home. and the Chaconne was the perfect moment. And that was the last piece I recorded. It was something that was very instinctive and something that just felt right. And if it feels right, it is right. I always think of making an album that I'm a painter. I take all the time and everything that I can to choose the most beautiful colors, the most beautiful strokes, and the most the things that inspire me the most in that moment, so that once I create the composition that I wanted to create with it, whether that's the pieces or the phrases or the movements or whatever it is, that it makes sense as a whole thing. Because once it's done, you're going to hang it on the wall and it's going to stay there forever. And that's the same with albums. So on an album, you can't waste a second of someone's attention. And that's something that I have come to understand, interestingly, when I worked on the Beatles project.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
When I didn't understand that so much when I was fresh out of college and recording my first three albums with the Spanish music and, you know, with all of that, because I thought, okay, you know, like, you know, I have to keep everything exactly like how I was taught and so on. But with the popular project like the Beatles was, that was really when I understood the art of popular music, that actually recording a track is such a luxury that actually every single second of that has to be engaging. And when I was working on the Baroque now, I had that feeling very much, that if I felt that a movement was too much in the context of the whole album, then it was fine to put them around and to make it, because it's a painting, it's a picture, and a picture that represents this time. And for me, it works like that. We have such a complex relationship with who we are outside of our own bodies. And the moment you see your music from the outside, which is what the recording does or a video does, you become incredibly critical and can very often get very unhappy, because you get so bogged down in detail and in the smallest aspect. But I personally, over the years, I have learned and grown to accept that whatever in that moment felt like the representation of my artistic state and purpose captures that moment in the same way like a photograph does, and that is so much part of my story and of where I'm going next. And over the years, I've learned to also enjoy listening to my own recordings, because recordings stay set in stone, and you then take the same repertoire over the years and you play it and perform it, and it evolves and it changes. But it's also wonderful to see, like, how was it back then, and what were your instinctive priorities in those very moments. And I find that quite exciting. There are some albums that I have recorded that I kind of sort of thought, okay, like, this is done, like, I don't want to do anything with it anymore, and it tends to be left in the past. But then with this one, or for example with my concerto recordings, or with the Beatles album I did, for example, I really loved that, and I know that I will never ever do that again. So it's really like a very nice thing to listen to, because in that moment I gave my whole heart and soul to that project. And in the same way with this Baroque repertoire, like, I listen to it and I'm so happy hearing that it was possible to do what I intended to do without feeling that I had to give up anything. It was such a nice feeling.
Is somehow quite a lonely instrument to play.
It's not easy. It's much easier if you know who you are, because playing the guitar alone, surrounded by people, sometimes in thousands, you're naked, you're exposed, there's nowhere to hide. Guitar is probably the hardest string instrument to play, because everything happens within the millimeter of your place on the string, and the difference between a beautiful note and a bum note is inexplicable often. And at the same time, within such a small space that you are working with, you have to generate such an extraordinary amount of energy to embrace everyone that is listening to you. And I have to say, it's not something that I learned. It definitely got better with time, and I now kind of understand it. It is a little bit like the respiratory system. It's pure instinct. And that instinct is something that you have to respect and love and nurture and care for, because it's not the guarantee that it will always be there. It's a very complex process, but very often it's good not to know why it works. In life, there are some doors you shouldn't open. World, especially now where there is so much noise and so much focus on all the wrong things, it's never been more important to be incredibly connected and honest, because it's so easy to succumb to the powers of social media, of the demand of the audience. Audience thinks that they crave to know exactly what you have for breakfast. They think that that's a good thing. And many artists think that that's what they need to give to an audience. But what that does, it just puts the focus into a completely wrong place, because then the mystery of you and you as a vehicle of your talent and expression and of what that can do to an audience member is lost. And I feel that we can do a better job, all of us, if we remain in our connected, deep state of music making, because only like that we can exchange the energies and the emotions and the connectedness that this world craves so desperately. Comes to programming, comes into the way you are on stage, it comes into so many aspects of who you are as an artist. Because you know, if we program something for the sake of programming to appeal to whatever is the current topic, whether it's political or environmental or whatever it is, then that has in the end nothing to do with you, with your music. It has to do maybe with you as a person in your life, that's fine, but like with your music is actually the salvation. It's the one thing that you can make a difference with in this world beyond all the obvious topics. That we can do better is to trust in that voice much more, because it is a voice of change. It's a voice of hope for a lot of people. And I learned that actually when I was growing up in the Balkans. I think on a subconscious level, that's exactly what it was, because I didn't grow up in a musical family. Guitar was just there. It was just Milos playing the guitar, whatever, yeah? And it was a terrible world. Like there was a war, there was like all sorts of things going on. Electricity wouldn't be there for all day. Sometimes the water would be turned off. Like it was like terrible. And the parents, they were of course stressed because they had to raise kids. They had to raise their children. And it was a horrible situation. People were dying in the war. Like there were new kids coming to the class because they were escaping their homes from another republics and so on. It was a terrible time. But I think I somehow learned what is relevant today at that time, because the moment I took the guitar and the moment I played something in front of my family or their friends or my friends or in a school class, everything else didn't matter anymore. And you were able to create a wonderful, beautiful world of sound and emotion and experience, no matter what was going on outside. And today, there is so much going on outside. And it has never been more intensely felt because of social media and the directness and the sort of immediacy of communication. So the same principle applies. Music can transform. It can do a good thing in a really, really bad world today.